This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're with Ayman and Kem on the evening edition, and now we are moving to our next story because it is 7:10. And we are going to talk about the idea of a job centre in helping a local community gain employment. So this comes after the Lembah Pantai MP, Fahmi Fazil, said that he is working to commission a job centre in his constituency called the Pusat Kerja Lembah Pantai. So Fahmi touted the fact that there are many tech companies in Lembah Pantai like Razer, Alibaba, Touch & Go Digital and Telecom, who is involved in the 5G rollout. So the idea is for the job centre to help Lembah Pantai residents by job matching and helping them with resumes and developing a career plan.
Lembah Pantai is perhaps the constituency in Malaysia, which is a whole country in itself. Mm-hmm. It's a microcosm of Malaysia. The income disparity goes from really absolutely one end of the spectrum to the other. Then there are companies in there which are quite high tech. So the idea of setting up a job center in a place like that, I think it could be very worthwhile,
especially at a time when people are talking about what the future of work will be like, right? Because we're exploring different arrangements when it comes to work. We're also feeling the effects of tech disruption as well. We're trying to prepare for IR 4.0, for example. So there, I would bet there are many people out there who are trying to prepare themselves for the future, but not knowing how to approach it. So I think the idea of a job centre, I think, can help a lot in terms of guiding people in that way, matching them with available jobs that suits their current capacities while also allowing them to grow as well professionally.
As long as there is a true supply of jobs to the job centre. Mm-hmm. So YB Fahmi Fazil will have his work cut out, and his staff would have their work cut out, going around to all these companies and getting the jobs to be posted in his job centre. I'm assuming he would be shopping from exclusively from his constituency.
I think from what I read, other people are allowed to get in on it as well. So it's a bit open,
yeah.
Not just for Lembah Pantai people. So we want to know from you, have you had any experiences with job centres or recruitment firms and these kind of agencies? You have?
Job centre, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I just wonder, like, what are your experiences with these kinds of services? How helpful have they been in helping you with your career? Call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. After the break, we'll be speaking directly to YB Fahmi. So stay with us on the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Ayman and Kem, and we've been talking about job centres and how they'll help the local community with employment. So this comes after the Lembah Pantai MP, Fahmi Fazil, said that he wants to set up a job centre in his constituency to help the people in Lembah Pantai by job matching and developing a career path. So to take us through all of this, we have on the line YB Fahmi. Fahmi, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hi, guys.
Hello, YB.
Hi, Cam.
So, first up, where did the idea to set up a centre like this come from?
I have four key things that I consider my tiang seri, or the core issues that I want to work on legislatively as a parliamentarian. One of them is jobs. So I'm looking in my tenure on issues of education, jobs, housing and urban planning. So I felt that in the last year and a half, I've been focusing a lot on education, visiting schools. But this year, I want to focus a lot more on jobs because essentially it's about the economy. I mean, you know, like it's been said, it's the economy, stupid. And you know, it's really something that as a parliamentarian, I'd like to connect these businesses that are in the area with the talent that's actually there.
Can I ask, though, your constituency inside is Bangsa, which is synonymous with wealth. and good living. But so in, also in your constituency, do you have pockets of unemployment?
Yeah, actually, Lembah Pantai, I mean, you rightly pointed out earlier that we see, you know, it's a smorgasbord. It is the full spectrum of Malaysia, Malaysiana, in fact. We have the top 20, as you rightly pointed out, in certain areas of Bangsa. Not all of Bangsa. There's also some poor areas in Bangsa. But you also find a lot of underemployment or unemployment in areas such as Kampung Kerinci, Pantai Dalam, and also in Taman Sri Sentosa. So it is quite a vibrant area. We have a lot of GLCs based in Lembah Pantai. We've got University Malaya in Lembah Pantai, but we've also got the future in Lembah Pantai because we've got this area called Bangsa South City, and there are all these tech companies that's based there. And the kind of things that they're doing, the kind of hope that I hope they can share with the residents in Kampung Kerinci, Pantai Dalam, and the rest of Kuala Lumpur, is something that I want to tap into and I want to kind of physicalize through this job center.
So what kind of services do you envision that this center will offer to the people in Lembah Pantai?
So we are aiming to launch the center sometime in the second quarter of this year. Renovation work is almost done. It's in a space right next to my service center in this area called Sentrio Pantai Hill Park and in Jalan Pantai Moni, which is geographically somewhere right smack in the middle of Lembah Pantai. We aim to do things like job matching, helping people with making their resumes or making it better, but also things like reskilling or upskilling or retooling, because oftentimes jobs that you thought you had, that you've been working on for the last 3, 4, 5 years, next year you don't know whether they'll still be there. We've seen this among taxi drivers. We're seeing this among friends in media, journalists, who suddenly find that the paper that they've been working with for the last 20 years suddenly have to shutter. We're seeing this in various sectors of the economy. And it's really about also preparing the workforce for the future of work. In Parliament, I've raised the fact that we have to look at the trends that is there in terms of work. And I know that agencies such as Talent Corp do produce an annual critical occupation list, or COL, that kind of show which areas need the most number of skilled labor. So I hope to also be able to provide a space for discussion, seminars, things like, I don't know if you know this format called Pecha Kucha, or kind of TED Talks, just for people and the community to share. But it's also to provide a space that anyone can come to and be briefed about the latest in whether it's tech happenings. You know, I used to attend some of these webcams and those kind of events. And it's always energizing and it's, you know, like to see what was the latest, what's the new thing that will be coming up soon. Of course, for me, as a parliamentarian, what I hope to get out of this is the issues that I see, the people that I talk to, the problems that we face, I want to bring them to
Parliament. Well, yes. Well, speaking of which, I mean, you're an MP, and I hope that this is a very successful venture, but this should be the Ministry of Human Resources, shouldn't it? It's an enterprise that really should be helmed by them, shouldn't it, on a federal level?
Now, we will be working with Jobs Malaysia, which is an agency under the Human Resource Ministry. And I've been having some discussion with the minister, YB Kula Sikran. But for me, it is also a local initiative. And we aim to also get young people to from the area in Kampung Kerinci, Pantai Dalam, to also staff this space. And why I am doing it? Well, sometimes, you know, I feel that I just can't wait. My mandate is only for another couple of years, and I like to see this happen now. So what better way to do it than to do it yourself?
So this being a local initiative, right, does that mean it's only exclusively for residents in Lembah Pantai, or is it going to be open to anyone?
Anyone can come. You guys can come. I hope you guys still have a job.
Well, thanks for the thumbs up.
Yeah, thanks. But it is, I mean, the idea is that today, with the nature of technology and how it's disrupting a lot of traditional notions and ideas about both job creation, job destruction, and that whole ecosystem. Oftentimes, the job that's best for you may not be 1 kilometer away. It may be 1 click away. And, you know, maybe you don't even need to come to this center. Of course, there are other websites and portals that you can look at. But why I felt that it needed to have some kind of a physical space is because it's also about getting together. And we aim to bring a community together to look at the future of work and also help the community experience the same kind of prosperity, to share, to get get in on that sense of prosperity. Because the fact is, oftentimes, in terms of urban planning, what we see is that we have great inequality in terms of how things are developed. So the area of Bangsar South City, for example, it is right next to some low-cost flats and some PPRs. So this way, through this center, I hope to be able to bridge the gaps between these local communities as well.
YB, can I ask you one last question? I hope that this is a success. I think it'd be a very useful thing. But could you just tell us then, how would people find out about this? How do they get in touch? And when will you be starting again?
Okay. We're aiming to roll this out sometime in the second quarter. We will be making an announcement. Right now, we're still at a stage where physically it's just coming together. The programming is being put together. We're locking in some partners, strategic partners, and really hoping that once a few more things are in place, then we can have a firm date for that launch, inshallah.
I just want to ask you, because there's this message that we have here from CW, who says, hoping YB taps into existing programs like MDEX E-Rezeki instead of working in silo. As a Lembah Pantai resident and from a fintech company, I am so game to contribute. So I guess it's two things here. Is the center going to be working in silo, or will it take advantage of existing programs? And second of all, from the business players, right, how can they get in on this new job center?
Yeah, actually, MDEC has come to brief me. I'm in touch with them. We have found out about how we can work together on E-Rezeki. And some of MDEC's startups are based in Lembah Pantai. They're based in Bangsar South City, and I completely intend to work with them. And it's not about reinventing the wheel, it's just finding out that, you know, maybe we need more wheels now. and it's just bringing all of these pieces together. So it's not, you know, this is not a Fahmi Fadil project. This is really something that I hope I can get. We have about over 200 companies based in Bangsar South City, for example, and that's not including some of the other areas. So I want to get all of them involved, or as many of them involved. And those who would like to participate, actually, you can reach out to me. I'm completely available via Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. You can just look me up. Look for the bright blue tick.
Fahmi, thank you for speaking with us today.
That's YB Fahmi.
YB Fahmi, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thanks, guys.
That was YB Fahmi Fazil, Lembah Pantai MP, talking to us about his plan to build a job centre in his constituency. So earlier, Cam, you said that you have experience with job centres. What was it like?
I was living in England, and I was unemployed. And the job centres there, obviously, it's a government initiative. It stretches across the country. And this at a time when unemployment rates were very high when I was living there. So they're up and running. It's synonymous with being a sad, tragic atmosphere. It's not a place you want to go. I think that what YB Fahmi Fazil has an opportunity to create is something brand new. There's no leftover history with it, and it could be an exciting thing. Well, like, I mean, people don't want to go to a job center, but it could be filled with a sense of opportunity, which the job center in the UK doesn't have. And but they were well intentioned, and they tried to help in ways. And it was
what was it that didn't work?
The jobs that I wanted don't exist. but if you're for a general labor or something, I mean, there were places in the country where entire factories were closed down. Everybody was kicked out. People who had skills at, say, mining were kicked out. There was no way that the the job center could supply jobs to people like that.
So if you guys have any thoughts or maybe personal experiences with job centers or recruitment firms, and you know, maybe if you can share with us how they've helped you with your career, you can let us know. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or you can tweet us at BFM Radio. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.